Garden Center, just north of Briley Parkway on Whites Creek Pike, and worth the drive from anywhere.
It's the At Home Show, answering your questions about your home, your garden, and your projects.
Now for two gentlemen best known for pioneering the concept of social distancing.
Josh Carey and David Bates.
Oh yeah, everybody knows what that music means. It's now time to climb a tree, don your loincloth, and survey the backyard, because you got to find a project, you got to lay it in the unmarked grave of history. Welcome in, everybody. It's the At Home Show. It's your Saturday morning tradition, and I tell you what, my name's Josh Carey.
My name is David Bates.
That's Chris Ladd.
That is Chris Ladd.
Who is our special guest on the hot seat, David Bates?
Straight from Monrovia. Direct from Monrovia, let me put it that way. He is the our local sales rep, Brent Grunfeld. So, Brent, welcome to the At Home Show this morning. We'll get back to you in just a moment. We're going to talk about weather first, though.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, I just want to make sure that everybody knows he got on the air. So, anyway.
Okay, he's out. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the weather for just a moment. It's going to be a little warm today. High of 93 degrees. Mostly sunny conditions. We do have a slight chance of thunderstorms, and that, I will tell you, is the case from now until September. There's a chance every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a chance it won't. And you'll see on the board here that they mix it up a little bit just to make you think that the forecast is really significantly different from one day to the next. Wednesday does look like a warmer day, 96 degrees. But above all, we're having seasonal temperatures. Could be some little gustier winds. If you happen to be in one of those areas that gets a thunderstorm, you're going to experience some of those winds. We're going to have some pickup in the afternoon regardless, probably 10 to 15 miles an hour today. So all in all, it's a very much a normal, very usual kind of forecast here. Currently 77 degrees, and I'm going to zoom out here to see if I can see if there's any rain anywhere around.
In the forecast.
And it is way out there up in northern Ohio. I'm out in Oklahoma, so, you know, we don't have anything showing here currently. 77 degrees here in the Music City.
All righty, folks. We are here for you. 615-499-6690. We were talking about that. I'm actually looking at it here this morning. But that's the number you dial. You call and you join the program. You call in. You leave a voicemail. If you've got a question that's quick, we can just play that on the air. If you'd like for us to call us back, just let the legendary icon of Nashville radio, Chris Ladd, know that, and we'll be glad to do that because he'll be monitoring the phone. He's not screening.
No, he's a hall monitor, more or less.
Mall cop?
Nah, I'm not going to go that far. I'm gonna switch screens here for just a moment. Uh-huh. And not to you, Josh.
Okay, don't.
I want to show you that we're over here on our Twitter page there. This is actually the Bates Nursery Twitter page, which you can see us over there. This is just showing you that we are indeed broadcasting live on Twitter. And I want to also give a special shout-out to Emily R.K., with Monrovia. She's one of the owners and board of directors of Monrovia. So thank you for putting the retweet out there and making sure that we do right by Mr. Grunfeld. We do appreciate him being here today. And thank you, Emily, for putting that out there. So, and now we've got at least one follower in Los Angeles. So,
well, we have Buddy Hills watching from Memphis this morning. We see Sandy Cal Reed. She's calling from St. Augustine, Florida. So, I mean, it's great. We're here for you. Nashville, but we're everywhere.
Yeah, Mark. A lot of folks are going to catch us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And you can go to the At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates Facebook page. And please, if you go there, consider sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to have you. You know, let your folks know that you care about that, you know, hey, you're watching this, and, you know, at least that lets us know you're willing to admit it. So, anyway, so share that out there, and, of course, that's also on the Bates Nursery Facebook page and Earth Mix Garden Products page. So, all of those are going on, and
And anytime next week, you'll be able to catch the podcast.
And don't want to forget our YouTube channel as well. Nope. So if it's easier for you to go to YouTube, of course, if you're seeing us right now, you're seeing us wherever you're seeing us. So I don't know why I would tell you you need to go somewhere else because you're already here.
That's right, that they are here. But folks, what we need to do, just don't watch on your laptop. Don't watch on your iPad. Get one of those smart TVs that you can shoot it up there and you can watch it in your living room. That would be great to be able to lay on the couch and watch the at-home show.
Darren Morrissey started a watch party.
Oh, good.
So thank you, Darren. Always great to see you out there this morning. And the reason that Brent is here, and it's because this is Monrovia Day.
MD. Hear
that? Monrovia Day at the at-home show.
Is that a national holiday?
It is now, officially.
Fantastic.
It is now an official holiday. And Brent and I, we've known each other how many years?
Let's just say a long time.
We can measure it in decades. We know that.
Yes, we can.
And you have been working with Monrovia now for how long?
I've been with Monrovia for 6 years or six springs. I kind of gauge my life in springs.
I understand that.
In the nursery business.
Yes, that's kind of the way that it is. Well, but you didn't start out at Monrovia. You kind of started way back in. Didn't you start at Pope's in East Tennessee? Is that correct? Goes further back than that?
Yeah, it goes further back than that. I was 15 years old when I got into the industry. There was a garden center across the street from where I was living. I needed a job. My mom wanted me out of the house. And so I walked across the street. I got a job when I was 15. And the rest is history. I thought that was going to be a part-time job. But then I decided I was going to go to college for hotel and restaurant management. That was a great time. Mm-hmm. I don't have my degree in that. Let's just put it that way. And all through that period, I stayed in the nursery industry and working in garden centers for 22 years. And then I decided I needed to see the other side of the industry. So I made the jump from retail when I was at Pope's Garden Center in Maryville, Tennessee.
Merville. Thank you.
Yep. Not Maryville.
Not Maryville. It's Merville. And then after I got out of the retail side of it, I did a couple of short stints at a couple growers and wound up with Imperial Nurseries for 12 years. And then Imperial Nurseries was bought by Monrovia about 6 years ago. And here I am. And it's been a great, great home.
And that's been one of those, I think it was a very natural and a very beneficial all the way around merger and acquisition relationships where that both companies obviously with much the same approach to how they try to grow their products and the selection of products that they offer. You know, there's a lot of growers out there in the industry that just kind of grow, you know, your variegated monkey grass, compacta hollies, needlepoint hollies, maybe, you know, a couple of azaleas, you know.
Absolutely.
And there's a whole lot that do that. I mean, there's a lot that do that.
There's more that do that than don't.
Yes. And Monrovia really takes quite a different tack. And you might be able to get some of those things, and probably can, but really it's all of the other things you can get. This palette of plants, like an artist would have to work with in color, Monrovia does with plants.
Absolutely. So we have approximately 4,500 different line items. So that's different plants that we're growing.
At
four growing locations at four corners of the country. So we're quite diverse. We serve the entire nation. And at our different locations, we grow different things that are more regionally specific.
Right.
But we have overlap in different nurseries as well.
And, you know, where we are as Bates Nursery, with respect to being a customer of Monrovia, you know, we started buying from Monrovia, I think it was in 68, the first time I remember seeing, and there was the little tag that had the MN man on it, which those who might
remember. He's from Detroit, right?
No. This is the Monrovia nursery man. Okay. It was a Monrovia, he had his little pipe. Jim Burns is who I always believed it to be modeled after, because he was the longtime sales rep for Monrovia way back in the day. But we first started doing business with them at that time, and you know, and continue through today. And we're in that spot where we are almost equally distant from the Connecticut nursery now. It used to be Imperial and Cairo Nursery, which is in Georgia.
Correct.
And also the Oregon Nursery, which is near McMinnville, Oregon. Lafayette, I guess, is where it technically is.
The other McMinnville.
The other McMinnville. It was named after McMinnville, Tennessee, by the way. That's another story. And then, of course, the California location, which is in Visalia. So we're about the same distance from the two East Coast nurseries as the two West Coast nurseries. So, and the product mixes are quite different, and we buy quite a lot from all of them.
Absolutely.
Less from the California location, but simply because the other, a lot of the product mix that we would buy from there is also available in Georgia or, well, specifically in Georgia. And it's a closer, so, you know, if you can take some of the freight off of it, it does help.
Absolutely.
So we try to look at those things, but and what that gives us as a seller of Monrovia products is this ability to bring in trucks every week, and we pretty much do that.
A lot of variety as well. I mean, it gives you all the choices that they've got, because, I mean, I imagine there are a lot of folks that are in New Mexico that really, it's probably not practical to get it from Connecticut. Or products from there.
Believe it or not, we do ship from Connecticut to the West Coast.
Wow.
So it's but you're right, it's a much smaller mix.
One of the things I will show you on the Bates Nursery website here is that if you look down there in the lower right corner, there is a Shop Monrovia link there. So
e-commerce.
So
gads.
Obviously you can buy e-commerce directly from us here at Bates Nursery, but if there happens to be something that we don't have on hand, you can order it specially direct from Shop Monrovia, and it will get on a truck, and it will come to Bates Nursery. You just have to designate us as the place where you want it to be delivered to. So there's literally anything that Monrovia has is available through us and through their portal at shopmonrovia.com.
By the way, folks, the website, the Monrovia website, is something that you can just go to anytime, and it's you'll lose yourself looking at the.
And this is what you're going to see when you go to the landing page there. And of course, I've already designated this one to tell you your plans will ship to right there on the line. So if you look at that little green band along the bottom, that will let you know that. So check it out over at Monrovia.com, and you can easily reach that through BatesNursery.com if you haven't done so already.
All righty, folks. If you want to ask questions of Brent about Monrovia products, I imagine he's got a little knowledge about a little bit of things, a few other things, too.
We can talk about just about anything except for windows. That's your job.
Okay. I'm good with that. Okay. You got to look out the windows to see the Monrovia plants.
You do.
I mean, so you need
big picture. That's where you start. Then you go out the door, and then you physically.
You can put them inside the window as well.
Some of our plants, you definitely can.
Yes. Certainly.
615-499-6690. That is the number to dial to join that this fine broadcast.
Hey, while I've got this screen up, let's just talk for a minute about my company, Bates Nursery and Garden Center. Part of the reason why we've got Brent here, we've got a special thing going on for our Bates Rewards members, and you know who you are. And I'll do a weekly newsletter, and if you happen to go to the Bates Nursery website, you can scroll to the bottom, you see the blog section, and this week's letter is entitled, newsletter is Julyin' to Me, and no, we're not Julyin' to you. We're telling you the truth. It's 15% off all Monrovia plants through Thursday of this week. So if you want to get the first word on the newsletter every week, just scroll down to the newsletter section right there, and you can put in your name and email address and accept it, and you can be subscribed just like that. But at Bates Nursery and Garden Center, we carry the most extensive selection of Monrovia plants anywhere. I think anywhere, certainly in Middle Tennessee, perhaps anywhere.
Absolutely.
For a single location, there's probably few others that
anywhere.
Well, we buy a bunch.
I know.
And we like to have, we like our guests to have the maximum selection of high quality plants. And it doesn't matter what you're looking for, be it Japanese maples or laurels or perennials. Monrovia has the entire selection. And we have those here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center for Bates Rewards members only 15% off. Now, you may be lamenting at this point and say, well, wait.
I'm not a Bates Rewards member.
Don't worry about it. It just takes about 30 seconds to sign up.
Okay.
And there's no payment involved. Does it cost you anything?
You sell my information to everybody on the internet.
No, we don't share your information with anybody. It's just us. So anyway,
okay.
Sign up. Get 15% off today if you're not already a Bates Rewards member. Come out and see us, and our professionals will help you get the right plants in the right place the first time. That's the way we do it at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And
that being said, tell me about this little red lace leaf down here in the middle, Brent. Oh, my goodness. It's gorgeous.
So Japanese maples are probably one of the most popular small ornamental trees that people put in their landscape. This particular one is Red Dragon, and what Red Dragon will do is it will have a much deeper red foliage to it than other varieties. So when you get into the summer months, it will hold its red color. And it's where other varieties are going to go a little bit on the green side. Doesn't get huge under 10 feet. You can keep it pruned to in that 6-foot range without a problem. And it's just an absolute beautiful statement to any landscape.
Yep, and it's slow grower, so you can find that spot that you really like it, and you can put it there, and it'll probably stay within bounds on that whole period of time.
Now, Josh, I'm just curious. If you had that at your house, what would you name that? Because I know you couldn't call it a red dragon. You would have to call it... Let's just give us a rundown of the names of your Japanese maples you already have.
We have the glorious Mr. Wu, my Tamukiyama.
Okay.
And then my newest addition to the family is Morimoto. So
Morimoto.
Since it's spicy and it stays red, even though the stuff is green, my first thought was wasabi. I don't know why.
That makes no sense at all, but, okay. You know, we're going to go with it.
Yeah, I would think more sriracha.
We've never let common sense get in the way of doing the program before, so we're not going to start now.
Well, I mean, you know, naming a plant is it's like naming a child. I mean, when you make an investment, because I'm sure that it's not going to be $1.99 to buy that little plant, because that baby's a few years old too, and that's part of the process that goes along with it. You have to build in your profits and your stuff to go along with it. Well, when you manage things over years.
Yeah,
as opposed to what it's going to be next quarter.
There's no Red Dragon manufacturing machine that sits out there. They just cranks them out. You turn it on and they just pop out just like that. It takes time, and you know, and it's not, growing plants and being able to replicate the results consistently is not an exact science. I mean, you know, not every single one of them all meets the standard. So you know, it takes. There's a lot of doesn't make the grade. We're going to have to either give it a little more time or.
Absolutely. But one thing I will say, it's not an exact science, but it is a science.
Oh, it absolutely is a science.
What it takes to grow a plant, everybody thinks they can grow a plant in the nursery business. Not everybody can grow the plant the same. There's a lot that goes into it from the propagation side of it, from the soil side, from the spacing and pruning and fertilization, pest control. That Japanese maple there, we probably have 5 years into that plant before it comes to the consumer.
Before it ever gets to the wholesale level, from you, and then it goes to the dealer level, and you know they've got an investment in it. So you're going to have the homeowner's going to have an investment. You might as well use good soils, use good fertilizer, you know, and give it a name. I mean, it's going to stay with you. That's like it's a baby. I mean, you're going to bring it into the house. What are you going to call you've got a kitty cat or a doggy or a snake or a...
Don't bring it into the house.
No.
Okay.
It's not really housebroken.
No, it's not. No.
Only on the outside. You've talked about all these locations, Connecticut and in Georgia and in Oregon and in California. Give us some ideas so that people can understand the, and you said 4,500 different items, which is all that's true. Let's talk about acreage. How many acres of production are at each location, more or less, approximately?
Our Oregon nursery is approximately 1,000 acres. California is about the same. Connecticut's 300. Georgia's 300 to 500. And all of those... the acreage that we have under production varies from season to season, but most of that acreage is covered in plants, and you can imagine the millions of plants that are on the ground at Monrovia Nurseries. And
it literally takes, if you're driving through the nursery, if you're driving like
this, is the one in Visalia?
It doesn't matter, okay, which one, right, really. You're driving through any one of them, it takes minutes to drive past it on the highway.
Correct.
I mean, if you're driving at speed limit on the highway, it takes several minutes to drive past it. That's wow. How, I mean, it's mind-bogglingly. It takes a while. You know, I used to tour them often, and it takes a while to learn how to tour because you get so, it's just
lost.
It's sensory overload. It's more information than you can take in, and I always hated to tour with someone who was a neophyte because you go, no, I'll just get out and walk.
Right.
You wind up stopping a bit much, you know. No. And much of touring the nurseries is learning what not to look at. You know, you don't need to see many blocks of the same thing over and over again. You know,
correct.
You key in on the things you want to look at. But I certainly enjoy touring. It's just been a while since I have.
Well, you're a busy man.
Well, there's nothing. The great thing about doing business with Monrovia is that I have no concerns about the quality of the plants that are going to come in. It doesn't require me to go out there as much as I enjoy it, and I have a lot of friends within the company that are not sales reps. I just don't have time to get out as much. So,
all right, Bill, the number you want to dial if you want to join the show is 615-499-6690. That's Bill Hayes wants that number, but anybody can use it and get in.
Yeah.
Quick question for you. Now, I imagine that the rules to have any kind of a growing facility in California are much different than they are in Connecticut, Georgia, and other parts of the country. Are they very, very, very stringent inside this California?
There are certain rules that are and guidelines that are going to be different in California. But I will say, when you go to all the agricultural departments in all the states, have gotten more rigid over the years. There's controls on plants that are brought in to make sure that we work on.
And Tennessee invasive. Is not the exception.
Oh, you know, Tennessee is not the exception.
Tennessee actually has. Steers a whole lot of it just because of where we're geographically located. So absolutely. Much plant material passes through Tennessee and originates from. So.
Absolutely. Tennessee is really a leader in the boxwood blight eradication.
Right.
And Tennessee has put in restrictions of boxwood coming from out of state to make sure that growers that are shipping boxwood into the state have the right certification and the proper protocols for growing the plant. So we are fortunate to be one of the 19 nurseries nationwide that are under the boxwood certification program, but not every nursery is. So so it limits boxwood that can come into the state.
Yeah, and even if that, in order to protect ourselves and the possibility of there being a problem, every boxwood supplier that we purchase from, we keep in different locations that are at least 30 feet apart from each other. Because should there be a boxwood blight issue found on one, of a group, you have to destroy the entire group. And that way, if you had them all together in one spot, so when you come out to shop for boxwood, you're going to see the Monrovia boxwoods in a spot all their own and not with others, because it's not that there's anything wrong with any of them. We just can't afford to lose them all in the event something should happen. That has never occurred, but it certainly is a possibility. And that's just kind of a risk mitigation technique.
Well, and you buy from certified growers, so
absolutely.
So yeah. Your risk is greatly reduced, but things happen. The environment is alive and well. And the boxwood blight issue is really important in Nashville, because Nashville has some well-established boxwood,
absolutely.
And we do not want to lose those. So it's an important plant.
And there's we've talked about this reasonably often on the program here, but for folks who have landscape services or gardeners that come in, and you have a lot of investment in boxwood, invest in your own shears.
Because it is an STD.
It is a shear transmissible disease. That's right. So you want to make sure to have your own shears so that they don't, you don't have to worry about trusting them. Well, yes, I did, in fact, clean my shears. Well, you know, you don't have to worry about it if do you get that done if you have your own shears? And, you know, that way you can invest in really good quality shears, like ARS, something that's a real
they were
precision
a great band,
tool.
Too. I mean, they really were.
Oh, well, no, that's a Atlanta Rhythm Section you're thinking about. That's a different ARS, but, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I would say the same thing on roses. Have your own shears.
Absolutely.
Yes, because with Rose Rosette, that's one of the things that the easiest way to spread that virus is through bad pruning practices. Just,
or mites, and I don't mean maybe.
And you have, Brent, you have an admirer out there on the Facebook page.
Oh, that's scary.
Good morning to the knowledgeable and dashing Brent Grunfeld.
Wow.
I'm a young lady named Andrea.
I wonder who that might be.
So does she have a question for him? Or
no, I think she's just admiring him.
Okay.
Well, you can certainly understand that.
Alrighty, we see.
Unfortunately, getting the backside of my head though.
Well, yeah, there's the camera. You right. Look right at it whenever you want to.
We see Pam Chowning's out there. Sharon Sears, hey, good morning, Sharon. Love you, baby. I'm thinking about you all the time. Also, Bill, of course, is out there. Lisa Lowe. We see Darren's watching. Larry Sellers. Hey, what about you, fellas? And your bride, Renee White. Waits, or you know, whatever.
One speaking of my bride, this past Thursday, we celebrated our 35th wedding anniversary.
At least 33 of them were happily married.
There was a couple that were question marks.
Okay.
I will give you that. And I think that's pretty well documented. But,
yes.
But as I expressed to her the other day, you know, at least 80% of them have been really,
really good.
Really good,
yeah.
So, you know, I'm feeling good about it, and there's a really long streak here for the last, say, 28 years or so.
They're really good ones, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Brent, tell us a little bit more about the product that you see out here in front of it. I know that the round mound is hiding behind it. That's a crepe myrtle, isn't it? I mean,
that is crepe myrtle. Okay. And unfortunately, I didn't look at the tag before.
Okay, it's pink.
Yeah, it's pink. There's so many pink crepe myrtles, but we grow a whole host of crepe myrtles. That's one of the things that we do really well out of our Georgia location.
The blooms are really tiny.
And that's the great thing about having locations in various geographic areas is that the things like magnolia and crepe myrtle, while you might grow those in others, the ones out of Georgia are incredible because they love heat, they love humidity,
sandy soil,
and they're growing machines. Well, I mean, they don't grow
clay.
Them. They don't grow them. Now, they're container grown, and the soil mix that they will use in Georgia won't be so different than the soil mix they would use. It's just a matter of the climatic conditions.
Oh, okay.
You can grow magnolia and crepe myrtles in Central California, and they do.
They do.
But they don't grow like they grow in the South. It's very different.
And we have West Coast customers that actually will ship their magnolias and crepe myrtles from Georgia. Just because of the quality difference.
Yes. And I can understand that.
Yeah. You know, one little tidbit. You know, we are a container grower. Everything that we grow is 100% container grown. Did you know we are one of the first nurseries to have containers, grow our plants 100% in containers?
I did not know that. Is that true?
It is true.
Okay.
And also one of the very first nurseries to establish water saving measures to be able to, you know, conserve and catch all of the runoff water.
Absolutely.
Recycle it, retreat it.
You could retweet it if you wanted to.
I guess so.
All righty. Here's some love for you too, Brent, from Buffalo, and a longtime listener and viewer of the At Home Show. He's been landscaping his home that was built in 2018 in Oak Grove, Tennessee, with tons of colorful Monrovia plants.
He says, thank you, Buffalo.
And fantastic selection. So, awesome.
615-499-6690. Now, you can give us a call there and either leave a message, and Chris will play it back over the air, or you can message us at the same number, and he can read that out to us, or you can message us through the Facebook page and get a question out. Whatever you've got that you would like to say, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Careful.
I'm just saying.
Careful.
I'm just saying.
Now, what about the orange one right there beside you? It looks like a coneflower or a daisy of some sort.
That is one of the many echinaceas that we grow.
About how many cultivars of echinacea would you estimate? Now, I know you probably don't know the answer to that one exactly. It's in the dozens at least, is it not?
Yeah, I think we're a minimum of 25 varieties. We have a new series, the Evolution series, that we introduced. We have some exclusive rights to that through working with breeders from around the world. Coneflower are an amazing product for us. They just continually bloom. They offer a whole host of colors, yellows, whites, oranges, reds, some with red stems, some with just straight green stems. We have just a plethora of echinacea.
He's using those fancy words again. Now, another listener or a viewer is wondering, do you carry a purple coneflower here at the nursery, David? From Monrovia, specifically wants a Monrovia. Is there a purple variety?
Colorific is a purple variety, yes. Which is one of the newer ones. Yep. And
I can't tell you off the top of my head whether we have those in stock today or not, but it's certainly when...
Now the nursery will be, the phones will be open in about a half an hour over in the... At the sales center.
Or you can search our website now and check that out.
Kidoki. All right, but they are gorgeous. Now, there's yellow ones, there's blue ones, there's purple ones. We had another one of the viewers is talking about a crepe myrtle named Miami.
Miami. Yeah.
Love it. She loves that one. She likes that one a lot.
Josh, I know you wanted to talk about your window tag, and then want us to get so lost, caught up, that we forget the fact that you did show prep. And you've got a picture to put up, so I don't want you to...
I actually have three exhibits, David Bates. So I mean, that's
Pshaw.
Pshaw. But
let me go to your screen right here. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready. If you're ready, okay.
Well, of course.
But
I'm ready.
Brent and I were talking about...
I mean, this is stunning. Talk about visual.
Okay. Now, what brought this to mind is that every time during this year, and usually through the summertime, and we start getting some things like this, if you are in the building materials business, folks want things break.
Really?
Yes, they do. Things wear out. And
including windows?
Windows, they do that. Yes, they do as well. But...
what do all those numbers mean?
What all those numbers mean, and in this particular case, the fella needed some screens. Now, that wonderful company, Crosland Supply Company, is not around anymore. It's now called Crosland Building Supply. So every record
same
of whatever...
Same family, but different
same
company.
Family, different things going on through the decades and see what's going on. But what that label tells us is that it's just about anything that a professional... window person, whether it be Crosland Building Supply or one of the number of other dealers out there, is that is from 2006. So chances are it's out of warranty, first thing, in a lot of cases.
And what kind of warranty are they? 10-year?
10-year usually on glass at that period of time. They're extending up into 20 and some of the other things that go along. But it also tells you the size. It also tells you that it was part of a mold assembly, which means there are two of those side by side. It has 5/8 flat, which is the grid bars that are between the glass. Okay. And it was a 6/6 horizontal window with egress hardware, by the way, David Bates.
With egress hardware.
Egress hardware.
And there's nothing worse than windows that have ingress hardware.
Well, you got to get in and out it the same way. But this little nugget, this little Rosetta Stone, what it allows any of the vendors to do is locate the manufacturer. Now, that's a little tricky because only those that know, because, you know, see that purchase order CS85181-JC.
I know who JC is.
It could have been a couple of people at the Crosland store, but only one of them was actually a buyer of this product at that point in time.
You.
Could have been. That's the 8500 series from the MI Capital Company. So we know where to go to look for that. Okay, so it goes to good record keeping. And again, I'm a little bit unusual. I keep, and when I buy a tag or I buy a plant or adopt a Japanese maple, I keep the tag. Okay, I put it in a little file.
Well, there's all kinds of information on there, and you know the Monrovia tag, who the industry leader in tagging of plants. You know, you might think that the tagging It's just a tag. It's got a price on it. There's a whole lot more information, like you show.
Now, as great as that tag is, and this is for any homeowner that's out there that's building a home, you're probably not going to be able to buy this, you know, get this kind of information generally from a builder if you're buying a track home.
So you should feel special.
You should feel special. What you should feel special is that in this particular situation, again, another different brand. This is from the Marvin Window Company. Great thing. We have that circled thing right there is their order number. Okay, that tells us everything about it. If we had just that little circle,
that's a very nice orange circle. That's so symmetrical.
Additional
clean
show
lines.
Prep.
Very clean lines.
Very clean lines.
Now it also has who it came from, which I've kind of crossed those out for privacy reasons, and it also tells you who the builder was.
Yeah, not nearly as many style points on that.
No, I don't really care. But this tells you everything that you needed to know about that window as well. It tells you the color on the outside, the fact that it's got a clad aluminum brick mold casing on it. It's got an inch and an eighth rectangular SDL with no spacer.
And that was received in May 16, 2001.
2001.
So you do keep records.
Okay. Now, that was something that the homeowner actually provided to me after we did an inspection out there. And that is...
But you were still able to look up and get information based on the record keeping of the customer.
Did my part on my side, sent it to the vendor to absolutely confirm that what I had done is correct and that the parts or pieces are correct of what they're going to need. We know that there were two of them in the garage. They know that there were two of them in the dining room and there were two of them in the playroom. Guess where I was looking? I was looking in the dining room and in the garage. So we know that we've got the right one there as well.
They have any idea what T1 means on there?
That's probably truck one, but okay. That's somebody else's document.
Have another exhibit to put up there? Or
just one more, David Bates. So if you can't find a label or you can't find that original document, let's get it going.
Go to an example.
This kind of information, which is your receipt that you received from.
I like the free form scribble.
Okay.
Of the ship to
that one's
field.
Beautiful.
Well, that one is great, but this one, I know that my friend Larry Allen won't mind at all that we're sharing his name, that he was the builder on this project, but we don't know that the homeowner really wants to know. But again, all of this information that you see there that is available for it is very helpful to any vendor.
And we know that Larry is verbal. We know that based on the information on him. Uh-huh. He's a talkative guy.
And when Josh gets out of line, he probably puts him back into place.
Larry's a big old boy. But it tells you that, again, you got your series numbers. You have your grid pattern. You know that this is a vinyl window company, and it's a 450 series. I happen to know that that's from the Atrium Window Company, so that's another one of those. We had our full screens. Those are going to be shipped in a box loose so they don't get boogered up on the truck or on the job site. So keep your records, whether it's about your appliances, plumbing fixtures. Oh, if you can keep that that's in the plumbing fixtures. If you've got to go
there's
find
a
handle
things.
Or a washer or a parts and pieces explosion, as they call them, all your tools that you've got. Keep your records, folks. That's the pro tip for the day.
Well,
you
want it.
You said show prep. I saw. Okay,
and you did. And I want you to know that I commend you for that.
Okay, Ethan, I'll work on my drawing skills.
Okay, you did a nice job. So let's everybody give Josh a nice attaboy, Josh.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay, we're gonna. You know, we mentioned you, and your explanation of information that's on a tag is really wonderful. Uh-huh. And the one thing that you will find when you buy a Monrovia plant is the voluminous amount of information that's on every tag of every plant that you get from Monrovia. It's going to tell you not only the sun shade requirements, you'll talk in terms of pH. We know where is your relative, your pH relative to alkalinity or acidity. Does it need well drained, or is it like, you know, does it like more moist conditions?
Is the growth habit expected?
It'll give you, and what's really helpful on the tags is that it only gives you a near term expectation of growth, but also a long term.
It's
very important, particularly on a lot of things like conifers that can be very deceiving. Because you buy this, well, that's a very nice little low-growing cypress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it might look that way, but something happens about 6 years out, and it goes,
And just think of plants as young kids,
right?
And they grow up.
They have that growing spark that hits in there. Yes. So a lot of great information on the tag there. And one of the things that's also, Monrovia has always been a big proponent of is how important their various soil mixes are. How important though having how many different blends of soil does Monrovia grow in? I mean, you may not know that answer, but it's like 30 different. I mean, they have a lot of different mixes. So what they're saying is that there's not necessarily one mix that will give you optimum growing results for every plant. You know, some things like echinacea, for instance, if they were in a soil that didn't drain well, they would just rot.
Correct.
And other things that might be very much moisture lovers need something that will hold on to that moisture better and not drain quite so much. So it
is said that we have 45 different soil mixes, and all the soil mixes are custom made for our either in-house or with a supplier. And with our four different nurseries, we have four different types of soil for different regions of the country.
Right, because you have fir, that is your bark, that's primarily available in the Pacific Northwest, where it's pine in the Southeast.
Absolutely.
So it's regional differences based on availability of raw materials.
Yeah.
So
and plus, it's also important that every plant reacts differently to soil. So it if we're growing echinacea and heuchera, they may require a different soil. If we're growing conifers and deciduous plants, they may require different soils. So by using all these different soil mixes, it allows us to have a better quality plant, ultimately. Monrovia's, one of our key phrases is strong roots. And just with earth mix soils, it all begins with the soil. Healthy plants begin with the soil, micronutrients in the soil, as well as mycorrhizal fungi. And it's if you don't start with good soil, you don't end up with great plants.
And that's a great segue here. We'll talk for just a minute about Earth Mix Garden Products. And, of course, we are a proud seller and manufacturer of Earth Mix Garden Products, which are available, by the way, all over Middle Tennessee. And that is expanding out. We have a location now in Memphis. We have folks up in several locations in Kentucky, also in Ohio and Indiana. Yep. And Earth Mix Garden Products is expanding and coming to an area near you, hopefully in the not too distant future. Now, what makes Earth Mix different? Because, isn't potting soil just potting soil? I mean, it's all the same thing, right?
Absolutely not.
We have found it is not. And if you're going to grow plants that don't just survive, and, you can probably get a plant to live in almost anything. But if you want to be able to do it and not have to feel like you have to have a hort degree to make it happen.
A what kind of degree?
Horticultural degree.
Oh, okay.
If you don't have a horticultural degree, Earth Mix Garden Products is the choice whether you do or whether you don't, because people in the know that we've done a lot of the work for you. And we do that by doing an entirely organic process, sustainably produced, and there's absolutely no chemical additives. Everything is completely natural that's a part of Earth Mix Garden Products. From the products that we produce, our supernatural compost, for instance, is kind of the linchpin that a lot of other products connect to, because that is a standalone product and it is also used in other growing mediums down the line. So, and chances are, if you're a retailer in the Middle Tennessee, Kentucky area, Brent's a guy you're probably going to run into to talk to about that. So
yeah, we have a lot of great customers in Middle Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, just Palladio Gardens in Memphis just came on board. And they're
really
excited.
Really glad to have them come on board. And if you see right here, there's my brother Mark Bates Landscaping out there. And then we go out here, Thrive Garden Center out in Kingston Springs. One of our newer customers that here out in and Harper's True Value. So
hey, Chris.
And there's the Red Wagon. I know they're friends of yours.
37167.
There you go.
And then go out there and of course see Martin's out in the borough. All great folks, and there's many others. All you gotta do is go to the Find Earth Mix tab at
Earth Mix. Chattanooga yet?
Not in Chattanooga yet. Okay. We have a couple of customers that we're working on, and we just need to get them to see it our way.
You know, it's a process.
It is a process.
And, you know, it's when you're producing the best quality product, that probably means it's not the cheapest as far as what cost per cubic foot. But
it is cheaper to have good soil.
But it's much cheaper to have good soil. If you're going to buy the best plants, you don't want to take a chance on them not performing their very best. And that's what you get when you use Monrovia plants and EarthMix Garden products. I think it's the best of both worlds.
It's fantastic. So didn't your grandfather, or was your dad, that said dig a $10 hole for a $5 plant?
That was my grandmother.
Your grandmother, okay.
And she used to say, her quote was, if you're going to buy a $2 plant, dig a $10 hole.
Right, there you go.
So,
and you don't want to have to grease the root ball or anything to get it in the hole either, do you?
No, I planted an autumn flame red maple at my home 1 year, probably like about 15 months ago. It was a 1 3/4 caliber 15-gallon maple, you know, literally about that big around, you know, pretty small. It's now 4 inches or more, but, you know, I planted it correctly.
Yes, you did.
And you know, if you
can allow those roots
plant it correctly
to grow,
and care for it correctly, you can get really amazing growth out of things that, and it's an incredible tree. I look at it every day and I can't believe how much it's growing. So it's
because you're gonna have to.
Well, we lost about a 150-year-old or 120-year-old sugar maple that we won't ever have a tree that big again in the spot. So nearby, we planted this and. Within a couple of years, you know, it's already giving good shade, but it's really making a statement quickly.
615-499-6690. Join us, folks. We haven't had anybody call yet this morning, so please. We've had some folks reach out and do the messaging system.
The data and the information that we're putting forth is so compelling. They just don't want to interrupt us.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. But if you're watching, please share. If you're going to watch it later on YouTube, put it up on the big screen in the bonus room or down in the basement in the media area.
But, it's a great way to wake up in the morning.
Oh, yes, it would be awesome. I mean,
and it also has the other effect that if it's like 2 a.m. and you can't go back to sleep.
Talk about window labels again.
Go to like the 30-minute mark, and then you'll know where we're
going with it.
Snooze off with it.
But subscribe out there on YouTube. Okay, go out and you can find the podcast. You can get that anywhere else out there, and it'll be up there after the show in a little bit. So I mean, we'll be getting ready to roll. But Brent, now you've got the yellow stuff down there, and you know what's that stuff in front there?
So this yellow plant down in the front here is the it's a floral berry hypericum. It's a new series of hypericums that are, I believe, they're out of the Netherlands.
Also known as a St. John's wort.
But just not any St. John's wort.
Not just any, but.
So one thing that Monrovia is doing is where we look for plants that are more compact, stay shorter in stature.
Because require less shearing, less doing to.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Less maintenance. But the nice thing about these hypericums is that they are bred for the cut flower industry. So the hypericum hips, and the hip is what's left over after the flower fades. So you can cut those, use those in flower arrangements. And beautiful thing about it, once you cut them, they will come back and they will produce another hip and bloom again in that season. So you can get 2 to 3 in our growing environment. You can get 2 to 3 flushes out of this a year, and you can take cuttings from that and enjoy the beauty of it. And these come in 5 different hip colors, as well as most of the varieties are in green foliage. We also have one called Sangria, which has red foliage with a red hip on it, and it's quite stunning. But kind of
hippie, though, right?
Well, kind of hippie.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. So, but not long-haired like the hippies.
Oh, okay.
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I love long hair. I used to have long hair. Well, I used to have hair.
Things change as time passes along.
But since they're grown for the cut floral industry, I imagine that the blooms are quite showy. I didn't get a chance to really get down there and take a peek at it either. So, I mean, I'm sure that they've got to be just absolutely stunning when you get up and look at it.
Absolutely. Well, once you have these established in your garden, they just it's a yellow ball when it's in full bloom. And then when the blooms are past, the hips will give you a fantastic pink, white, different shades of yellow, red. The red hips against the green foliage are quite stunning. And even the red hips against the red foliage, quite stunning.
Chris is shaking his head. He likes those red hips against the red foliage, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, give a shout out to Jackie Ray Holder. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Glad you got us tuned in this morning. And
that is pretty.
So what, you know, the one thing Monrovia is known for, more so than anyone else, is the number of new introductions that come along every year. Is any secret information you can share with us? That, you know, it's just us, Brett.
I can't give you secret information, but I will tell you, we have tremendous,
hold your voice down.
Tremendous reach with breeders around the world. Jonathan Pedersen, who is a VP of sales and our plant procurement person, he travels the world, works with
and
different breeders.
He specializes in alliteration, by the way.
Yes. So he, okay.
Plant procurement person. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
PPP.
PPP. Okay.
Yes. Not PPE. No. All right. So. So Jonathan has traveled the world for quite a number of years and has great relationships with breeders around the world. And one of the things that he has really worked on in the past few years is our new line of hydrangeas, the Seaside Serenade collection. And in that collection, there are macrophyllas, which are the round type, which you can see down here. Possibly it's a pink one. That's Martha's Vineyard.
It means big leaf. Yep. In case you want to know what macrophylla means.
Let's dumb it down to the rookies here. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay.
That's what that means.
So then we have a serratifolia style, which is a mountain
which means it has a serrated leaf. See, you're catching on. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, and then we have an arborescence style.
Tree form?
Which means it's arborescent.
So that would be more in the Annabelle type, right. Around summer blooming, late spring or summer blooming. But the Seaside Serenade collection is bred for compact growth, continuous blooming. They repeat bloom very well, and the flowers stay on the plants for an extended period of time. They are we're going to get technical here. They are a triploid variety of hydrangea.
Not to be confused with the diploid types. And
they are not diploids. A lot of the repeat blooming ones of other brands are diploids, which have longer nodes between the flower leaves, which
causes
them. I'm telling you, we're getting.
So don't be a dip, is what
you're
saying.
Don't be a dip.
Be a trip.
Be a trip.
Oh, there you go.
So
tripping over at Monrovia. Yeah.
Right. That's and with our hippies, our hips down here. So the Seaside Serenade collection of macrophylla and serratifolias are going to be triploid varieties, which means they're going to bloom longer for you, give you thicker foliage, thicker flowers, and last very long. And they come in a host of colors. And one of our newest varieties is called Newport. And when you blue the plant, which is using fertilizer to acidify the soil, it will go to a rich purple. And it's purple in a hydrangea is kind of difficult to find, but absolutely spectacular.
Now, dude, you know, I've seen some studies where that it's, you know, it's while the pH is a important factor in hydrangea color, it's also available aluminum in the soil. So if you use aluminum sulfate to lower the pH, you will actually enhance it further still.
Yes, but you have to make sure that the soil science is kind of right, because the aluminum sulfate can be tied up so it is not taken up by the plant.
And there's nothing worse than having your aluminum sulfate bound up over there in the corner.
It's horrible.
What's it going to do you?
Yeah. You have a gag on it. Yes. Now, we've got a couple of quick questions from the Facebook page. Shelly Fett wants to know, do Asiatic lilies bloom just once?
Generally, yes.
Okay, very good.
Once per year, that is.
Once per year, correct.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
They are perennial, which comes back year after year.
Yeah, you got a call? Let's see what you got there, Chris.
We'll come back. Patsy, I will get up.
Good morning, gentlemen. You too, David. Hey, this is Darren over here in Donaldson. Talk a little bit about the varieties of ferns that you carry, David, and then how many do they offer, if you could talk about that. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Ferns.
Well, I could really only do about six anymore, three in each hand. I used to could do four, but
not with that. Not with this hand anymore.
You know. Nah, okay. Those days are done. I could probably maybe only do two in this hand.
Though. Right now, it only might be three in one hand.
It might. So, varieties of, and he said ferns. I don't think what he inferred was hardy ferns. These are, you know, ferns that will live and grow outside. These are not like Boston ferns. I don't think Monrovia grows Boston fern at all.
We do not, okay. No.
But you do grow a lot of wonderful hardy fern, just native wood fern, autumn fern.
We Monrovia grows a whole host of ferns that are hardy in some zones, but not necessarily hardy here. But most of the varieties of ferns that we grow are going to be hardy here. And we're 15 to 20 on the hardy ferns. Our most popular one is the autumn fern or autumn brilliance fern.
What makes those so good is they're almost, not quite, but they're almost evergreen.
Absolutely.
And on mild winters, they are evergreen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you'll be able to retain the foliage. Japanese painted fern is a beautiful fern, but it completely is herbaceous. It dies back and has to regenerate all the foliage every year. Yeah. It's beautiful when it comes out. It's just a striking blue color, depending on the cultivar. But autumn ferns have a much more resilient feel to the foliage to them.
Yeah.
Now, ferns, we think of shade. Is this not going to put these out right in the middle of the front yard? Usually,
no. We're definitely going to
want eastern exposure is fine. If they get morning sun before mm-hmm. the hot part of the day, they'll do well in that.
Okay. Patsy Slayton wants to know. She first, thank you for loving the show, by the way, and Bates Nursery and Garden Center. She's having problems in her vegetable garden. Her cucumbers and tomato plants have brown spots on their leaves. Searched it, and it looks like something bacterial. How can I keep them from dying? She's asking the expert.
Yeah, a lot of times when you see black spots on the foliage.
They're brown spots on the foliage.
Okay.
Color is subjective.
I think that...
fungal.
Most of the many of those fungal problems are caused by water. Either not allowing things to dry out properly and watering them much too frequently. Even we had a customer call yesterday that was that had an issue with some plants, and it came to find out they had a drip system. Well, that's good. You're not spraying the foliage and keeping it wet. But he was watering them for 20 minutes every day.
Oh.
The roots didn't like that.
And no, they're just rotting. So
I think what they're saying is, Patsy, is that the leaves like the water, but they don't really need to have the water put right on them. You want to put it down with the roots.
They do not take up moisture a significant amount anyway through the foliage. It only comes in through the roots, and so you don't need to spray the foliage. The plants really, they don't need that. They need it at the roots. Plants do need to get wet. However, plants also need to get dry.
So we don't know how big your garden is. So, I mean, if you're using an overhead oscillating sprinkler or something like that, just don't do it quite as often, maybe.
They need wet and dry conditions alternatingly. They don't need all of one or the other.
If you're watering properly and long enough at one time, you don't have to water as frequently either because you're watering deeper.
Most things that are somewhat established, even annual planting such as flowers or vegetable gardens, if you water properly, you can't possibly need to water more than twice a week.
Correct.
Unless it's in a container. If it's in a container above the ground, that's different because it's going to dry out more quickly. But if it's in the ground, if you're watering more than that, you either are not watering long enough when you are watering, or
something as simple as maybe she gets an extension wand for her garden hose, not the hose pipe, just the garden hose.
Right.
And that where you can actually take it in without having to bend over and get on your knees and water each plant. You can just walk in there and put it around.
Well,
I noticed that the staff here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center uses something kind of similar to that.
Yeah, well, we all use, I think most people use these shower nozzles, which is very nice. It breaks up the droplet size and allows the soil to be able to take up that moisture and not have so much runoff. So
it's kind of funny you mentioned using an extension. One of my pet peeves is people using the spray nozzle, which they wash their car to water their plants.
That's what those are for car washing.
Right.
So the watering wand, which is roughly 30 inches long, and it has a shower head on the end. That is the best way to water plants. And you don't have to bend over and, you know, hurt your back.
Don't attach the pistol grip to the end of your water wand. That's not what that's for. No. It's for the shower nozzle.
She says she's never watered them. She has 140 tomato plants. My goodness, dear.
Well, if you time your rains correctly and your soil preparation is done well, you don't have to water very much.
Brent Grunfeld, thank you for joining us here from Monrovia. You'll have to come back soon.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to do that for Chris Ladd. Allegra, great job.
Thank you, Allegra.
David Bates, my name's Josh Carey. Next Saturday morning, we're going to come back and do the at-home show again. But during the week, go out there, folks. You know, find us. Watch us over and over again. Share us with the friends. Tell the neighbors. Leave a message. Please do your homework during the week so we can come back and see you next Saturday morning for the at-home show with Josh Carey and David Bates.